This is Audible.
Keto Diet for Beginners, High-Fat Diet and Low-Carb Lifestyle, How to Reset Your Metabolism with These Ketogenic Fasting Ideas by Shedding Weight and Adding More Clarity and Confidence in Your Life. Written by Kayla Hansen and narrated by DJ Simmons. Introduction. Congratulations on downloading Ketogenic Diet. If you've downloaded this book, it's because you're curious about the keto diet that millions of people have implemented in their life. Maybe you've heard of a friend or a family member seeing weight loss results and living with overall better health. The great news is that you can achieve those results too. Living a keto lifestyle is possible for you as long as you know about the diet and what you can and cannot eat. This book offers some great insights into how the ketogenic diet works, how the body scientifically adapts to the diet, and what exactly are the harmful effects of excess carbohydrates and sugar. The keto diet works to reduce your intake of carbohydrates so that your body produces ketones instead. These are the molecules you will burn for a fuel source when your body successfully enters a state of ketosis. This book will guide you on how long that can take and how you can prepare yourself for the keto lifestyle. Little things like incorporating an active lifestyle and cleaning out your pantry of any processed and carbohydrate-loaded foods. If you're serious about trying keto, we are here to help. This book will guide you through tips to begin your diet, the do's and don'ts, and how to safely incorporate exercise into your lifestyle so you can drop the pounds even quicker. We even provide a 7-day sample meal plan so you can whip up some meals with the keto-friendly ingredients you should have stocked in your kitchen. This is the book that will encourage you and guide you to success on the keto diet. Chapter 1. What is a ketogenic diet? The ketogenic, or the keto diet for short, is a well-known diet that has become popular because of the results it produces. It's a diet that is low in carbohydrates to induce the body into a state called ketosis. That is when the body's liver produces ketones to be used as energy instead of glucose that is produced when the body is on a normal carbohydrates diet. When you eat something that is high in carbohydrates, the body breaks down the sustenance to produce glucose and insulin. Glucose is the easiest molecule that the body stores energy in. Insulin processes the glucose in the bloodstream and takes it around the body. Because the body is making enough glucose to power you throughout the day, your fat molecules are not being used. By lowering the amount of carbohydrates, you are urging into a natural state of ketosis, so it begins to burn fat instead. The ketones that the body produces are made from the breakdown of fats by the liver. Our bodies are naturally adaptive and will fall into a natural rhythm of what to do to produce energy for us. By slowly taking away carbohydrates and maintaining a low-carb diet, the body will enter the state of ketosis and begin to burn ketones as the primary energy source. The state of ketosis and minimizing carbohydrates offers many health benefits, such as weight loss, reducing the risk of type 2 diabetes, and overall better mental health. Overconsumption of carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are a necessary food group and make up nearly half of our daily caloric requirement. They are a great source of energy for the body, and it's what produces the most amounts of glucose molecules that our body uses. But when people make the habit of having too many carbs at one time, it can cause unhealthy side effects. Carbohydrates do act as fuel when you are working out and expending energy. But when you have a high intake of carbs, the body will store it as fat. This becomes a cyclic process because even as you are trying to work out, if you are eating the wrong types of foods, your body is continuing to store fat. This will not help you if you are aiming to lose weight. If you are eating too many carbs, the body begins to raise the level of triglycerides in your blood. These molecules are unhealthy fat that are found in the bloodstream and are linked to a high rate of heart disease. It can increase your risk of blood clots, swollen arteries, or even a heart attack. When your triglyceride count increases due to the high carb intake, the good cholesterol in your body also decreases. More often than not, foods high in carbs are also high in fat, which means your arteries thicken due to the fat intake. Your blood does not flow as easily, and your chances of heart attack and stroke go up. Another worrying risk associated with high carbohydrates intake is developing type 2 diabetes. The body uses insulin to convert the glucose molecules from our food into a storage reserve system for the body. When you ingest too many carbs, the blood sugar levels go into overdrive, and the body's insulin production system stops working. This can make you vulnerable to diabetes, which comes with countless other health symptoms. The harmful effects of sugar. When the body has a high intake of carbohydrates, it makes glucose molecules out of the food to use as storage. What is glucose? It's a type of simple sugar. When there's an unstable amount of blood sugar in our bloodstream, it can leave you experiencing mood swings or headaches. You can get false hunger pangs and feel hungry and end up eating more food and gaining weight. Fructose sugar fools your metabolism into thinking you aren't full, and your body begins to produce more of the hunger hormone, making you think that you are still hungry. That's why overeating is common if you are not eating a healthy diet where you are limiting your carb intake. Sugar even increases the stress hormones in your body. When you eat a sugary snack, the body releases a large amount of hormones to try and stabilize your blood sugar. The rush of hormones can lead to you feeling irritable or anxious and cause mood swings. Foods that are high in sugars can lead to a greater risk of heart disease, diabetes, and obesity. There's even a glycemic scale where food falls depending on how quickly it affects blood sugar in the body. High glycemic foods can quickly raise your blood sugar and can be harmful to a person with diabetes or at a risk of the disease. The body becomes stressed when hit with all of the sugar in the food you're eating, and it cannot manage the sugar level. Low glycemic foods are ones that keep the blood sugar stable and allow you to feel full longer. Fruits and vegetables low on the glycemic scale, like apples, oranges, and cherries, is a way to have something naturally sweet without bombarding the body with a high intake of sugar. Let's not forget all the dental problems associated with sugar as well. High sugar intake can cause tooth decay twice as fast as other foods that you eat. Even a slight case of gum disease can play a role in other more serious conditions like heart disease. Natural sugars, like in fruit, play less of an alarming role than the processed high fructose corn syrup products that have invaded our grocery store aisles. This sugar is highly processed and so much cheaper to produce, which is why so many foods and beverage companies use it in their products. It's at least 20% sweeter than regular granulated sugar. The most dangerous thing that sugar does is taking you away from having a balanced diet of healthy nutrients and minerals your body needs. A Department of Agriculture study found that people who consume greater amounts of sugar have lower amounts of vitamins A, B12, C, and calcium in their body. This is especially dangerous for children and teenagers who need a healthy diet and the most nutrients in the growing stage of puberty. By eating a diet of unnecessary extra carbohydrates, you are not giving yourself the opportunity to eat the things that your body actually needs. What is cholesterol? Cholesterol is a type of fat found in the body. It stays primarily in the bloodstream, but it can begin to clog your blood vessels if there is too much buildup. That's why patients with high cholesterol can be at a higher risk of heart attack or stroke. Cholesterol is made primarily by the liver, but you can also gain it from the type of foods you eat. A healthy diet is also important in maintaining a healthy cholesterol reading. There are two main parts to cholesterol: the low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, LDL, or the bad cholesterol, which can stick to the blood vessels to cause blockage, and the high-density lipoprotein, HDL, which is the good cholesterol that carries cholesterol back to the liver to break it down. So how do sugars and carbs play a role in cholesterol level? A 2010 study found that people who consumed more sugars had lower good cholesterol, or HDL. They also had higher levels of triglycerides in the blood. These triglycerides are the body's way of storing extra energy, and they circulate in the blood. These molecules don't dissolve in the bloodstream and can damage the walls of your arteries. A buildup of these fat molecules in the blood can lead to an increased risk of heart disease. According to a study published at the Mayo Clinic, you're likely to have higher triglyceride levels if you eat an excess amount of fat, sugar, or alcohol, and you're not burning off all the energy you eat. It's important to realize that all carbohydrates are first processed as sugar molecules in the bloodstream. After you eat carbohydrates and your blood sugar goes up, the body produces insulin to try and store these molecules as energy. But because the sugar in the bloodstream cannot be read correctly by the insulin, the body begins to store the molecules as LDL, or the bad cholesterol, which can cause damage to your artery walls. If there's still an excess amount of sugar in your system, the body turns it into triglyceride fat. It's important to note that sugars that occur naturally, like in fruits and vegetables, have a different effect on our body's system. They tend to be absorbed more slowly, so the body's insulin levels stay stable and aren't sent into shock by a sweet treat. That's why knowing where a food falls on the glycemic scale is important, to know how quickly it can change your blood sugar levels. Foods that tend to be in the original state will keep your blood sugars more stable, such as an apple or an orange, compared to an apple juice or orange juice that tends to have processed sugars. It's important to clearly read labels when trying new foods so you're aware of the sugars and carbohydrates percentage. This will allow you to make better decisions and decide if foods are going to be keto-friendly or not. Eating the right foods on a keto diet. When it comes to starting a keto diet, it's important you plan on how fast you want to achieve a state of ketosis. That depends on how severely you limit the amount of carbohydrates you're eating in a day. The more restrictive you are, having less than 15 grams a day, the faster your body will enter into a state of ketosis to begin producing ketones for energy. You want to start by looking at your pantry and current meal plan. It will help you to plan what you are going to eat and having a pantry and fridge stocked of keto-friendly ingredients. That way, when it is time for a meal and you are hungry, you can whip up a keto-friendly dish instead of being tempted to break your diet. Don't have any grains, wheats, or foods high in starch around. Things you might consider ordinary like bread, pasta, cereal, potatoes, and beans, those are actually high in refined carbohydrates, which is what you are trying to limit. Be sure that you also take any sugars that you would normally use, like maple syrup, honey, or agave syrup. Sweeteners, substitutes can be used instead, and are a great way to fool your body without intaking any sugars. Instead, a keto diet urges you to focus on eating high-energy and high-fat foods like meats, dairy, nuts, and vegetables. Fish, beef, eggs, and poultry are a great way to gain lots of protein and all the healthy fats that these foods offer. Vegetables also contain lots of amino acids and healthy minerals and vitamins that your body cannot live without. When it comes to snack time, you're encouraged to eat healthy foods like nuts and cheeses. Walnuts, pistachios, almonds, all these are great sources of healthy fats that can increase your good cholesterol number. Yogurt is rich with probiotics that keep your gut and digestive tract healthy. Chapter 2. How metabolism works. Metabolism is a complex process which describes how the body breaks down the food we eat into energy for all our living processes. Often people will blame their metabolism for not being able to lose weight, but the truth is there are many other factors involved. Your age, sex, and body size all play a role in your metabolic rate. Those differences are normal and are not usually the cause of weight gain. Many diets try and limit your caloric intake as if that will increase your metabolic rate. But it does the opposite. When you're depriving your body of food and limiting your daily intake, your body begins to store every single calorie in what you do eat. You want to spread out your meals during the day and eat a healthy diet instead of staying hungry all day or only eating one giant meal. Sleep deprivation can also be detrimental to weight loss. Your body actually produces an excess of insulin if you're not getting enough sleep, and that means you're storing more fat. Make sure you're getting at least 7 to 9 hours of sleep each night and feeling well rested when you get up in the morning. It can be harder to maintain weight loss if you were overweight before. Researchers aren't sure of the exact science behind this, but it's theorized that hormonal changes that occur after you lose weight can slow your metabolism and make you feel hungrier. Sometimes you can get medication to help with this sensation, but it's important that you are aware of your caloric intake so you are not overeating and regaining the weight. The real problem occurs when you're eating more calories than you're consuming. That leaves your body with excess food intake that it stores as fat. The best way to lose weight is to have a balance of a healthy diet and staying active. That way, you are aware of how much you are eating and what types of food you are ingesting, and you are burning off any excess energy with exercise. The keto diet capitalizes on eating the right foods to give you a fulfilled sensation. By eating more healthy fats and protein, the body is burning from the fat reserves it has stored instead of producing new molecules. With this right meal plan and a combination of steady exercise, the keto diet can produce weight loss and reduce the amount of insulin secreted. If you are feeling that there is a problem with your metabolism and your trends of weight gain or loss are troubling, it's important you speak with a doctor. You could have a possible thyroid problem or problem with your pituitary gland that slows down your metabolism. If you have symptoms of dizziness, fatigue, or severe constipation, contact your doctor. If you have struggled with a history of eating disorders, you should speak to your doctor before making any changes in your meal plan. Facts and carbs in the keto diet. The keto diet's goal is to limit the amount of carbohydrates consumed and to eat healthy fats to quench your hunger and meet the macronutrient requirements of your body. Macronutrients are the body's energy-building blocks of carbs, fats, and proteins. By limiting the amount of carbs, you want to meet your macro intake by increasing the amount of the other two groups to fulfill your hunger. Every person has their individual ratio of macronutrients. Most people have a standard diet of about 50% carbohydrates, 30% protein, and 20% fats. What the keto diet does is change the ratio of these nutrients. By limiting the amount of carbs and increasing the intake of the other two groups, the body goes into a natural state of ketosis and begins to burn ketones that it creates from the fat molecules you have stored. What most people on a keto diet do is try to restrict their carb intake to less than 50 grams of net carbs a day. If you have 20 grams of carbs, but 5 grams of that is fiber, then you have eaten 15 net carbs from that food item. Carbohydrates include items like bread, beans, pasta, rice, and sugar. You want to compensate for the loss of those food groups by incorporating more protein into your diet and filling up with healthy snacks like nuts. Recommended fats to eat include olive oil, coconut oil, and grass-fed butter products. You want to avoid trans fats, which are harmful to the body and are proven to increase LDL or bad cholesterol levels. Monounsaturated and saturated fats are proven to be healthier. What food groups are those? Well, that includes meat and dairy products and things like nuts, almonds, avocados, olives, and eggs. Omega-3 fatty acids are also known to have a variety of healthy benefits. They are found in fish, seafood, walnuts, and certain seeds like chia or sunflower seeds. Fats will consist of a majority of your diet on a keto plan, so you want to make your meal choices with your favorite snacks in mind. You can also add fat to your meals in the form of salad dressing mixed with olive oil, or just add a slice of grass-fed butter on top of your meat. Even when cooking, try to use healthy oils like coconut oil, avocado oil, or ghee, which is a great way to up your fat servings. A balanced keto diet. Most often, when you think of dieting, you think of depriving yourself or going hungry with smaller portion sizes. The great thing about the keto diet is that it offers a variety of healthy foods from the different food groups that you can eat, even as you minimize your carbohydrates intake. That still leaves many items available for you to eat and incorporate into your meals. Here are some examples. Protein. You can keep the regular protein items that you would eat during your meals for your keto diet. In fact, meat, beef, and poultry are great sources of energy. You don't want to have too much protein either on a keto diet, otherwise that can slow your ketone production. Fish is also a rich source of amino acids and omega-3 fatty acids. Eggs are also a great snack that is rich in protein. Try and buy organic grass-fed meat as much as you can so that you are minimizing any possible hormone or steroid intake through the food. Vegetables and fruits. Vegetables and fruits grown underground tend to have a higher carb count, so it's important to monitor those when you're on a keto diet. Once you have the hang of it, you'll easily be able to remember which fruits are allowed and which aren't. Berries like raspberries, strawberries, and blackberries are a source of natural sugar and are low in carbs. Broccoli, spinach, lettuce, bell pepper, cauliflower, leafy green vegetables are especially great for keto-friendly meals and to make a generous salad topped with your favorite olive oil dressing. The other vegetables and fruits can still be eaten in moderation. It's all about knowing how much you're eating and being careful to count your carbs so you are not intaking too much. Dairy. Dairy products play an important role in the keto diet. Try and find organic dairy products and ones with full fat instead of the fat-free or low-fat options. That way you are having a higher fat intake to fulfill your keto rules. Greek yogurt and soft cheeses like mozzarella and Colby can make a great snack, and hard cheeses like Parmesan and feta are great to add on salads. Cottage cheese, cream cheese, and mayo are also great for spreads. Dairy also contains protein, so you want to be sure of your protein intake when you pair it with a meal or a side. Beverages. Water will be your main source of hydration on a keto diet, but you can also enjoy coffee and tea. Almond or coconut milk is a great staple to include in your diet, especially if you're going to make smoothies. Just be sure to avoid using sugar in your beverages and avoid anything like sweetened water. You can use sugar sweeteners if you can't handle your morning coffee without sugar. Dessert. You can have chocolate on a keto diet. You want to stick to dark chocolate with about 70% raw cacao or higher. So if you are craving sugar, this is a great way to have your fix and still remain on your diet. Ketogenic weight loss. Millions of people have followed the keto diet and seen weight loss results. If that's what you're looking for, that's great. But it's important that you become aware of all of the steps involved for your body to lose weight. It's not as simple as just cutting carbs. Your body has to be in a state of ketosis for it to run on ketones instead of carbohydrates. Otherwise, you will not burn fat. Here are some tips to help you with your weight loss goals. Calculate your keto macros. As we mentioned briefly above, you want to look at your macro intake, carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. In order for your body to enter a state of ketosis, you need to be sure you are following the right ratio of macros. There are many keto calculators that you can use to do the math for you. This way, if you need to reduce your carbs intake, you can do so and feel confident you are following the keto diet to guide your body to ketosis. Give your body time. Ketosis takes anywhere from 2 to 7 days to reach, depending on your body and metabolism. Don't rush it or get impatient to see the results. It's only when your body reaches that state that you can begin to see weight loss occur. Eat a healthy ketogenic diet. Focus on the quality of the keto foods you are eating, not just simply whether you are following the diet. Make sure your dairy and meat products are organic and grass-fed so you are not ingesting any possible steroids or GMOs. Be sure you have quality ingredients like fresh lettuce and leafy greens, avocado and ghee, and organic meats at your disposal. Exercise. You'll lose weight faster if you add some physical activity to your day. You don't have to go to the gym every day, but try and make changes so you are more active. Simply taking a short walk every day is a great way to maintain some physical activity. Even little changes can add up, like taking the stairs, walking the long route to get coffee, or getting off one subway stop before you walk to work. These might seem like small changes, but they burn calories and those add up so you can lose weight. Typically, you will have a fast water weight loss in the first week and can lose anywhere from 2 to 10 pounds. That's when the keto diet makes your body release water weight due to your low carbohydrates intake. It's not fat loss, but it's a sign that your body is working its way into ketosis mode by first burning the glycogen molecules it had in reserves. After the initial stage, you might see a steadier weight loss of 1 to 2 pounds a week. This will depend on how active you are. If you regularly exercise and go to the gym, you may shed more pounds now that you've coupled your exercise routine with a healthy diet. One study found that obese patients lost about 30 pounds total after being on the keto diet for 2 months. Almost 90% of the patients lost at least 10% of their initial weight by the end of the study. You can lose the most weight for the first few months of the diet, but it can be sustained as long as you follow the diet and couple it with an exercise routine that works for you. As you get closer to your goal weight, the weight loss slows down naturally as a result of your body needing fewer calories. Chapter 3: Hormones and Their Function in the Body. The endocrine system is responsible for secreting hormones in the body and depositing them directly into the bloodstream. Hormones are chemical substances that directly affect the activity at another part of the body or the target site that they are directed towards. Think of them like little messengers being transported through your blood to coordinate and sync up different activities in your body. They're responsible for everything from when a woman will get her period, to growth spurts, to responding to a localized wound or pain you might be having. When the hormone reaches the target site it's sent to, it binds to a receptor molecule like a key would fit into a lock. Once those two molecules have bonded together, it transmits a message and the target site begins to perform the specific action it's meant to. As mentioned above, hormones are responsible for just about every function of the human body. Everything from reproduction to how the body uses energy, and how our metabolism works to process glucose in the blood. Just about every direction the body takes is a result of the hormones sending that message to the targeted area. Due to this, the body is very sensitive to the slightest hormone imbalance. Small amounts of hormones produced can trigger behavioral changes in our bodies. The endocrine system is responsible for the major hormones produced in the body. It includes different glands that have their individual hormone that directs our biological needs. Here are some examples of major hormones and where they are derived from. Hypothalamus. The hypothalamus is in the forebrain region of the brain. It is responsible for major biological circumstances like body temperature, hunger, and controlling our thirst, sleep, and sexual drive. Pancreas. The pancreas is very important in hormone production because it produces insulin that works to control our body's blood sugar. Too much or too little insulin production can be very severe and is tied to diabetes. Thyroid. The thyroid is a small gland at the front of the neck. It produces hormones that control the rate of your metabolism. Thyroid disorders occur when the body's metabolism is disrupted and metabolism is either slowed down or increased. Pituitary. This is a tiny gland attached to the base of the brain, but it controls the body's growth and development and even controls other glands. thalamus. This is another portion of the brain that produces the hormone serotonin, which is key for a healthy and restful sleep cycle. Adrenal. These glands are known for producing the hormone adrenaline. They also produce hormones that control sex drive and cortisol, which is the stress hormone. Ovaries. Found in women, the ovaries are glands that secrete estrogen and progesterone, the female sex hormones. It signals the body through puberty, is responsible for regulating a woman's menstrual cycle, and prepares the body for pregnancy. Testes. Found in men, the testes produce testosterone, or the male sex hormone, and produces sperm. It also guides the body through puberty, such as signaling hair and gland growth. It is also responsible for muscle growth and strength. As we see how important hormones are in every aspect of your body and its biological changes, we can see why a hormone imbalance is a very serious issue. A slight imbalance can cause significant changes in your looks, health, mood, sleep cycle, and reproductive issues. If you feel an imbalance in any way or have noticed signs of irregularity, you should speak with a doctor. Effects of stress on your hormones. Stress is common in all our lives, in many shapes and forms. The truth is, though, some of us may feel more stressed in our lives due to circumstances outside our control. This can put your health at risk. As our bodies sense stress, the adrenal glands produce a hormone called cortisol. It's commonly called the stress hormone. It goes into the bloodstream and signals a rise in your blood pressure and heart rate. It's the first sign of the fight-or-flight instinct you feel when you are in a stressful situation or get bad news. You can't help but feel your body tense and your heart rate quicken. In small doses, the release of this hormone is okay and actually helps to regulate your blood pressure and sugar levels. When you are exercising, your body releases this hormone and it can strengthen your heart. But if you're constantly experiencing stress, excess amounts of this hormone can cause health concerns such as fatigue, headaches, anxiety, or depression, and even weight gain. It can increase your blood pressure overall and even make it difficult for you to have a good night's sleep. When cortisol is in your bloodstream, the hormone also triggers a surge of glucose to supply energy to your muscles. Insulin production goes down, so your body simply has those unused glucose molecules for use. As we talked about it in terms of the keto diet, when those molecules aren't used for energy, if you are not living an active lifestyle, it stores itself as fat in the body. That's often why people who are going through a stressful life crisis can gain weight during their difficult time. When something stressful happens, adrenal glands also produce epinephrine, which increases your heart rate. That's how you suddenly feel your heart rate quicken with panic when something scary happens. Along with your heart beating faster, cortisol narrows the arteries so your blood is forced to work harder to pump throughout your body. Now, usually when this incident passes, like you swerve and don't hit an oncoming car, or you find your child in a crowded shopping mall, your hormone levels quickly return to normal after the scare. That's why people advise you to usually sit down and take a breath, because your body is shaking from the hormone surge. The problem becomes when your life is full of stress and you're not coping well with it. That means too much of the stress hormone is being produced and is constantly in your bloodstream. That can have many negative consequences. Number one, weight gain. As we mentioned above, cortisol is accompanied by a surge of glucose in the blood. When you are not having enough physical activity to burn up this energy, the body stores it as excess fat. That's accompanied by a weight gain. Studies have also shown a link between cortisol levels and calorie intake in women. Your body sends false hunger signals during this time of stress, which is why the symptom of overeating is very common. You crave high-calorie foods, and your body continues to feel hungry, even though you have had enough. Number two, digestive problems. When cortisol is present in the bloodstream, your digestive tract has trouble absorbing or digesting food it needs to process because all systems are focused on the stress maker instead. Often things like ulcers or irritable bowel syndrome are reported in people with high stress lifestyle. Number three, a suppressed immune system. Cortisol present in high levels in the blood can actually hinder your immune system and cause it not to work as well to fight infections. This can make you more susceptible to the common cold or contagious illnesses. Or if you have a cold, it can make it last longer, so you are not fighting it quick enough. Often, rest and relaxation are recommended to fight a cold or fever. But if you are stressed, your body is not able to rest and is fighting against you. Number 4, high blood sugar levels. As we mentioned above, insulin is what is necessary to help your cells convert glucose to energy. But if you have high amounts of the stress hormone in your blood, which constantly produces glucose, your pancreas is not able to keep up with the demand for insulin. Higher blood sugar and low insulin production can result in type 2 diabetes. Number 5, cardiovascular disease. We commented on how cortisol works to narrow your arteries and blood vessels, causing an increase in your blood pressure. This can cause a buildup of plaque in your vessels and make it harder for blood to flow from one area to another, increasing your risk of a blood clot. This can set up a dangerous scenario for a heart attack or stroke, especially in patients with a family history of heart disease. In order to live a more balanced and healthy lifestyle regarding stress, be aware of the stress factors in your life and how you are responding to them. Incorporate things like exercise, meditation, positive social activities, and relaxation retreats into your schedule so you are taking some time for yourself. Don't be afraid to talk to your doctor about medication if you aren't able to get enough sleep or are having anxiety. Find a mental health professional you can talk to about your stress and learn techniques to deal with it. How to balance your hormones on a keto diet. There is some misinformation out there that states that the keto diet can cause a hormone imbalance. But most of the research states that the keto diet is a great way to balance your hormone levels and especially to regulate your insulin levels. Insulin is produced by the pancreas in response to the body processing carbohydrates and creating glucose molecules. In most diets, an excess amount of carbs will increase your blood sugar and can result in insulin resistance. But the great news is that a keto diet minimizes your carbohydrates intake. This is successful at regulating your blood sugar better and maintaining normal insulin production. This greatly reduces your risk of diabetes. Cortisol is the stress hormone we mentioned earlier. When the body has a high carbohydrate intake, blood sugar rises quickly, then drops due to the food intake. Because of this chemical reaction, the body produces cortisol in response to the stress. Thanks to the ketogenic diet, the body is shown to regulate blood sugar much better, which reduces the stressful spikes in blood sugar, which means less cortisol production. This takes the stress off your adrenal glands so they produce the stress hormone at the appropriate times, leading to the correct hormone balance in your body. PCOS, or polycystic ovary syndrome, occurs in women who have an imbalance in their reproductive hormones. It's the most common cause of infertility in women, and it can be heartbreaking to live with when couples are trying to conceive. Though there is no cure to PCOS, the keto diet has become a popular method to try and treat the symptoms involved in PCOS. Things like high blood glucose levels, insulin resistance, and obesity are associated with PCOS. Studies have shown that women who started the keto diet have shown remarkable improvements in those areas and managed to regulate their insulin and hormone levels. This can lead to a better overall quality of life, reduce their risk of diseases, and has even contributed to a greater chance of a successful pregnancy. Leanne Vogel, who runs a successful fitness and nutrition podcast that's ranked in the top 10 in the U.S. and Canada, has attributed the keto diet to resolving her low hormone imbalance. The keto diet has even been shown to have a positive effect on reducing the symptoms of PMS that women can experience before their menstrual cycle. Things like a headache, irritability, mood swings, and acne. A healthy, clean, ketogenic diet can ease these symptoms and regulate a woman's hormone levels at this time of the month. Ketones are also a great way to regulate your immune system. This can be the key to healing your other organs that could be involved in other diseases. For example, some diseases can occur when your glands become overactive, like hypothyroidism or autoimmune diseases, where the body's organs turn on itself. With autoimmune diseases in particular, it's not the organ's fault, but it's the immune system that's incorrectly seeing it as an invader and attacking it. Ketone production is a great way to heal your immune system, which can mean eventually healing the organs involved in hormone imbalance. The way that the keto diet regulates hormones is by being a diet of high-quality fats and proteins. Hormones are composed of lipids, the scientific term for fat molecules, amino acids, protein molecules, and cholesterol. Sex hormones in particular are created by cholesterol and saturated fat. The ketogenic involves eating a high-quality diet of all the above nutrients. So it makes perfect sense to see how scientifically this diet can regulate your hormone levels and create healthy new hormones in your body. Think of it this way. The keto diet is set up to allow your body to naturally form ketones to use as energy. This is the same action the body would take if there were no carbohydrates to consume. Keto followers are just voluntarily making the decision. The body is set up by evolution to adapt to its circumstances regarding sustenance. It naturally falls into the state of ketosis to use ketones as energy when there is a short of carbs and it cannot produce glucose. Due to this natural process, the body's hormone levels would adapt to the lack of carbohydrates as well. A keto diet capitalizes on those adjustments of the body to live an overall healthier lifestyle. Chapter 4. Tips to Embrace a Keto Lifestyle. Before deciding to embark on a keto-friendly diet, there are some steps you should first take. These tips are a great way to help you start the diet and to ensure you will succeed in losing weight and becoming healthier. Decrease the stress factors in your life. As we elaborated in the previous chapter, high levels of the stress hormone elevate your blood sugar, which prevents your body from burning fat for energy. A stressful lifestyle can actually cause you to gain weight and send false hunger signals to your body. If you're going to be making the change to a keto lifestyle, it's important you are in the right period of your life to make the changes with enthusiasm. If you're going through a stressful patch, then maybe delay the diet until you feel more at calm with your life. If you still want to start the keto diet, that's great too, but be sure you are taking time to decompress from the stress of your day. Whether it's exercising, yoga, meditation, or ensuring you have a good night's sleep, you want to take some personal time to relax from a stressful lifestyle so your body can follow through on the demands of a keto diet. Stay hydrated. Staying hydrated is an important factor to overall health, no matter what diet you are on. During a keto diet, it's even more important at the start of your diet because your body first excretes water weight when you switch to a low-carb lifestyle. To combat this, it's important you have a habit of drinking enough water to avoid dehydration. The general rule of thumb is to drink at least half of your weight in ounces of water. So if you weigh 120 pounds, that's 120 divided by 2, which equals 60 ounces, or about 7.5 average 8-ounce glasses of water. That number needs to be increased if the temperature is hotter or if you've been exercising. So if you're going to start a keto diet, it's a great idea to already adjust to drinking enough water. Keep a water bottle with you and keep it visible at all times to remind yourself to take a few sips. Count your carbs. If you're serious about following a keto lifestyle, you will have to count your macros and your carbohydrates when you first begin, as you and your appetite get adjusted to what you can and cannot eat. To help yourself out, start counting carbohydrates in your normal diet to get an idea of just how much you will have to restrict yourself. Don't forget those hidden carbs. Things like fruit, milk, and condiments also have carbs that should be counted. Look at the nutrition facts and be consciously aware of what you're eating. You want to calculate net carbs, total carbs minus fiber, which equals net carbs. You want to try and naturally lower your carbohydrates so you can drop down even lower when you're on a keto diet. There are tons of apps you can download to help you. Get rid of those carbs. Look, the truth of the matter is, you're going to keep eating what you have access to. If you keep carbohydrates in stock, you're going to keep having them simply because they're there. So to begin your keto diet, go ahead and clear out all the carbohydrates you have in your pantry. Bread, pasta, cereal, snacks, candy, rice, processed snacks. It sounds drastic. And you might be aghast at how much empty space you have. But that's space you can fill up with healthy ingredients that will make up your keto lifestyle. Keep keto-friendly snacks on hand. This is a common pitfall for people who are embarking on the keto diet. They may meticulously plan out their keto-friendly meals, but if a craving hits and they satisfy it with an unhealthy snack, there goes your macro count for the day. To combat this, finish up all those unhealthy snacks in your pantry and fill it up with the healthy stuff. Try having more protein like bacon slices, beef jerky, and eggs. Fat bombs are a very simple recipe that you can make to get a taste of what type of snacks you should be eating. Be prepared for when you're eating out. When you first start the keto diet, it can seem overwhelming when you're at a restaurant trying to decide what is keto-friendly and what isn't. But it gets easier if you know exactly what to ask for. Make sure you have your lists of approved keto foods and don't hesitate to ask for substitutes of sides in a meal. For breakfast, eggs and bacon is a great meal and very filling. Say no to the pancakes or waffles and see if there's a healthy omelet with veggies you can have instead. Lunch will always have a salad option for you. Be sure you ask for simple vinegar or olive oil dressing instead of one loaded with sugar. And for dinner, you can focus on protein by ordering a nice steak or salmon. For a side, order a serving of vegetables on the keto list, like broccoli or cauliflower, instead of potatoes or French fries. Start exercising. If you're not already living an active lifestyle, it's important that you transition to one if you want to see weight loss results on a keto lifestyle. Coupled with a healthy diet, you also need exercise to get rid of the glucose molecules your body has stored as fat. Try and go to the gym a few times a week, or at least incorporate exercises like jogging or walking for a quick 15 to 20 minutes every day. You don't have to exercise every day, but a combination of strength training and aerobic workouts can induce weight loss much quicker than a sedentary lifestyle. Look up beginner workouts and incorporate a training schedule into your week. Grab a workout buddy to have extra motivation. Cut the soda and sugar from your diet. Just like we mentioned above with carbohydrates, it's also important that you're aware of how much sugar you're ingesting throughout the day. Whether it's just a spoon or two in your morning coffee, a sweet treat at lunch, or a handful of cookies before bed, all of that sugar you're going to cut from your lifestyle when you go to keto. Start cutting back on that now. Diet soda is also detrimental to the keto diet because it uses sugar substitutes that send signals to your body as if sugar is entering your bloodstream. This increases your blood sugar levels and can produce extra fat molecules. No more diet sodas. Try sparkling water instead. Start incorporating healthy vegetables and proteins into your diet now. Before you go full keto, you should become familiar with the list of what vegetables to eat. Typically, it's leafy, green, non-starchy ones that are going to be keto approved. If you don't already have a taste for it, try and incorporate veggies like spinach, cabbage, broccoli, and kale in your diet. Whether it's in smoothie form or lightly sautéed as a side, it's important you develop an appetite for those vegetables since that's what you are going to be eating on a keto diet. Look up for different recipes to find what is most appetizing to you. The same goes for protein. If you're not a fish person, try a few brands from the grocery store or fresh fish market to pick a favorite. Fish is a great source of protein and omega-3 fatty acids and can be the perfect